Marvelous.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube, and this is the Diaspora Forum.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Wednesday, April the 14th, 2021. Where I'm actually broadcasting from home on the Diaspora Forum because of the COVID-19 pandemic currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Minister of Health has said as of yesterday, April 13th, 2021, there were 37,330 confirmed cases, including 34,932 recoveries, and some sad news, 1,543 deaths. And we have to say that this is from when the pandemic started in March. And going to the COVID-19 vaccine, which is now in its second phase, we have 218,516 people that have been vaccinated against COVID-19 so far, Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. So there are roughly about 219,000 people that have received their first doses, and there are about 30,000 people that have received their second doses. And as what Marvelous is saying, it seems as if, they are over 1,500 people who actually succumbed to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. But, when we look at the figures, Marvelous, it seems as if 37,330 people actually tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year. And out of this number, 34,932 people recovered. And we've got roughly about one person yesterday who succumbed to COVID-19, and 23 actually tested positive for COVID-19. So now we also have got news about the situation in Mozambique, where SADC met last week, the SADC leaders, and actually decided to deploy a technical team in Mozambique. We know that the Islamic State is causing havoc in northern Mozambique, and that is Cabo Delgado. And we know that recently they attacked a place called Palma. And then at the same time, we know that Zimbabwe has actually revived its national youth service. Still remember it?
Yes.
It was there, and some people are saying it's a wrong move. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the banning of hit streak for 8 years from cricket. You know, hit streak is sort of like a very big name in Zimbabwe cricket.
Yes.
So he has been banned for 8 years from all cricket matters. Because he allegedly accepted that he did it, He confessed that there are certain things that he actually did. So, and then we'll talk about some of these issues as we go, Marvelous.
Yes, and we are also going to be featuring a Zimbabwean lady based here in North Carolina to tell us her journey about, how she is coping during COVID-19 and also her journey through depression, which we've seen according to, studies that have been done, is very rampant right now because of COVID-19. But also before that, some people in the diaspora have been facing depressive situations. So we're going to be taking a look and speaking to Patricia Mujuru, who's also known as Mamoyo Muroji on Facebook and all her social media platforms. So she'll be sharing with us what, she has gone through, and she has also taken the COVID-19 vaccine. So she will share with us her experience taking that vaccine and also what she's facing living day to day here in the diaspora when the whole world is at the moment facing the COVID-19 pandemic. Saka kunava changobva kupinda muchirongwa nasi tichange tine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukupakurirai. Tinoona kuti parizvino pasi rose rakatarisana nedenda recovid-19. Uyezve tinoona zvakare kuti pasi rose parizvino vapinda ivo pakubaya nhomba. Nhomba yecovid-19 kuZimbabwe tinoona kuti kune nhomba dzakabva kuChina. Uyezve panga paine mutauro nezuro yekuti iyo parizvino pane nyaya dzekuti China haina kunge yanyatsosvitsa nhomba idzi zviri pamutemo kuWorld Health Organization. Saka tikaona vanhu vachipokana vachida kunyatsoziva kuti zviri kufamba sei panyaya iyoyi. Asi tine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukupakurirai muzuva ranhasi, Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo kunongoke kwetula kumavela. Siyabona kuti sivile kune ndava zvinenge kakhulu. Olunye udaba lwangukona ikonokoke ukuti Zimbabwe iCovid-19 itwalisa nzima vantu. so kula bantu bedlula 200,000 asebehlatshwe kwesibili amajekiseni okuthi umzimba phela uzivikele ku-COVID-19. Bese kusiba ke abadlula abafika phose 30,000 asebehlatshwe okwesibili amajekiseni lawa. So ukhanya ngazani kuyaqhubeka khona ngale Zimbabwe, kodwa ke ukhanya kule nkulumo ngamajekiseni lawa ukuthi amajekiseni lawa angabe angazanga ethulwe ngemfanelo, ikakhulu e-Sinopharm. Ukhanya ngazani ilo hlupho phakathi, singazi okunye ukuthi kuya ngaphi. Kuzobuya ke kwe-Mozambique ngale Marvelous i-SADC yahlangana sibili yaphatha umhlangano obambileyo sibili, bakhuluma ngokuthi kumele badeploye i-technical team khona ngale kule-Mozambique. So singakayikhatshana, let's listen to what the SADC chairperson said about what is going on in Mozambique before we actually get into most of these issues. So here we are, Marvelous.
We all agree that the deteriorating security situation in the northern province of Cabo Delgado in Mozambique is indeed a serious threat to peace and security, not only in our sister country, but also to the whole region and humanity at large. In particular, the recent attacks in the town of Palma have recently demonstrated the magnitude of the problem at our doorsteps. These disheartening and indiscriminate attacks on the civilian population have not only resulted in the loss of many innocent lives, but have also exacerbated the humanitarian crisis, especially the need for the provision of basic services such as food, water, and shelter to the affected population. There's an absolute need for an integrated and coordinated regional approach to effectively deal with terrorism. This is the main reason we are meeting here today. I believe that in our collective, we can successfully and effectively show that our values are sacrosanct and indestructible. Of immediate and critical importance is the need for increased information exchange in the region, especially intelligence gathering and sharing. This is important, especially given the nature of terrorism, as I described above, among others. I am confident that our meeting will be able to come up with even more concrete initiatives aimed at ensuring that the scourge of terrorism does not find home in our region.
Yeah, lapho ke umunye obekhuluma khona ngale ke besenza i-SADC meeting khona ngale ke eMaputo. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke Marvelous bekulabantu abavela eZimbabwe, eBotswana, kanye lamanye amazwe ku-SADC region, abaku-SADC Troika, laba abakhangela ngezombangazwe nangeze-security. So labo leyo ke inkokheli ye-SADC ethi kumele ke bezame icebo khona ngale eCabo Delgado lezinye indawo, nxa sokhangelwe ePalma khona ngale ke ohlatshelwe abantu abaningi. Ukhanye ngazani umuntu omunye odabuka eZimbabwe ubulewe khona ngale Bavela. So lolu luhlupho olumangalisayo.
Aiwa, apo tiri kuona isu zviri kuitika Mozambique pari zvino, uko takaona vakuru vakuru vemunyika dzemusadak vakawanikwa vachisangana kuti vabatanidze misoro kuti vaone kuti zvoitwa sei pane zviri kunzi iko. Pane vanopfurikidza mwero vari munyika iyo yeMozambique vari kukonzera mhirizhonga uyezve nekuuraya vanhu. Saka potaona zvakare masoja ari kuedza iwo kuti achengetedze runyararo munzvimbo iyi, uyezve Zimbabwe nedzimwewo nyika vakabvumirana kuti vawanikwe ivo vachibatanidza misoro kuti vaende semasoja kuti vanobatsira masoja imomo muMozambique. Gibbs.
Yes, so let's start with our guest today. We've got Patricia Majoni. She lives here in USA. Go ahead, Marvelous, and pose some questions to her.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Patricia Majoni. Tozoti vazhinji vanokuzivai nezita rekuti Mamo. Titaurewo panguva ino yeCovid, makawanikwa muchitora here nhomba iyi yeCovid-19? Tombotanga ikoko tozopinda mune zvimwe izvi.
Maita basa nekundunza pano pachirongwa. Zita rangu ndinonzi Patricia Majoni, but vanhu vazhinji vanondiziva saMamo Murozvi. Ndiyo ndo mutupo wangu ndinoera mwoyo wevarozvi.
Tombopinda panyaya yeCovid-19, makawanikwa muchitora here nhomba iyi yeCovid-19, uyezve COVID-19 yakamira sei kwamuri ikoko kuNorth Carolina?
Wangu ndakawa ndakatora nomba ndakatora iya inobaiwa kaviri Pfizer ndoya ndakatora saka ndakatanga kubaiwa yekutanga ndikamira 21 days ndikazodzokera kunobaiwa yepiri pandakabaiwa yekutanga andina zvandakanyanyonzwa ndakangonzwa pandakabaiwa kwachoko kwakuri kuruboshwe kungonzwa kungorema zvokutadza kusumudza ruoko asi pandakazobaiwa yepiri ndakambopinda mumachira pandakangopinda mumachira ndofunga kwemazuva maviri ndangaenzwa mwiri wangu uchita kunga ndarohwa nemota kana nezvitina ruoko ndisingagoni kusumudza ndichinzwa kunge ndaita flu like
pari zvino akunzwa sei
pari zvino ndanjanjitaio
ko muri mune mhuri here uyezve vakabayiwawo here zviri kufamba sei
ndine vasikana vangu vaviri vari panapa paka pasati padaidziwa nyaya yevana kuti vanobayiwa but ndakanzwa manje manje kuti zvakazodaidziwa kuti vana vane 16 years and above vanokwanisa kunobayiwa but zvisati zvadaro iro svondo rino iri svondo rapera iri mwana wangu musikana mudiki akabatwa nayo covid saka iye zvinoizvi haasina covid mukoma wake nekubatawo ndiye ari pautenda right now but he has symptoms haana kunyanya kushata ari kungokosora nekuti nekunzwa musoro
tomboenda munyaya imwe yamanga muri kutaura imi mazuva apfuura yanyaya yedepression kana kuti kushushikana zvikuru imo muno mudhayaspora chimbotipakurirai kuti imi zvakafamba sei kuti muzowanikwa muchibatwa chirwere ichi kana kudenda iri redepression
inini ndakabatwa nedenda iri 2010 chekutanga ndakafirwa nababa gore iroro ndofunga handina kuti zvitora zvakanaka because nguva yacho ndanisa ndaane mapepa ekuti ndifambe ndinowana closure saka ndakatsema zvisizvo ndikaira ndapinda mudenda iri asi zvakazonyanya kundibatanidza kuti ndibva ndazonyanya kurwara hama dzangu ndakarwara kwe-8 months zvakabva zvabatanidza kuti musi wacho iwo wakavigwa baba vangu ndakavingwa nevanhu vemutemo vakati tanzwa kuti iwe unogara muno hauna mapepa zvakandibata asi hangu handina kutorwa kuno kana kujera asi ndanga ndingori musungwa womumba nekuti vakanditi handina mhosva dzimwe dzandakambopara muno handina kana DUI handina anything pazita rangu plus zvindanga ndine vana vaviri vanga vari kuchikoro vana vakazvarwa muno saka ndakarwara zvokurwara zviya zvisinga
so briefly tell us about your experience with COVID, you know, how has been the going
right now nenyaya yecovid iya.
Okay, do you mind if you can change to English? Yeah,
I'll say it again.
Do you mind saying it in English just for it?
Oh yeah, right now during the COVID when it started, you know, last year in February, I almost got into a depression again because I panicked when I was seeing people dying, especially in New York and New Jersey when it started, seeing those mobile mortuaries at the doorstep of the hospitals. I panicked. I was so scared. I thought, you know, that's the end of it. Everybody's gonna die.
So the whole family has been having some kind of experience with COVID-19, right?
Yeah, yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
I got my vaccine, but right now I have two kids with COVID right now as we are talking.
So how are you living in the same house?
Yeah, we are living in the same house, but they live in their bedrooms. I just go and give them food and tell them what to do. And that's what we are doing. That's what the doctor said I have to do.
How difficult is that situation when you are you know, in that kind of particular situation?
It's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult because, you know, you want to see your kids, you want to see how they're doing, but you just like go to the door and ask what is going on. Are you taking your medication and everything?
Yeah. So, lapake spoke lo mama uPatricia Machoni. We are kuluma lapake uPatricia Machoni mavelas ukuthi yena uwabanjwa iCovid, abantwana sebanjwa iCovid. Njalo uthi ke uwabanjwa lale nge depression, iDepression ke umthonsa nzima. So ke uthi hayi kwamanje kungani uselungile ke. Kodwa ukuthi ulabantwana ababanjwa iCovid, so umunye wangkhona kathesi sikhuluma kunje nge kule Covid. So khangazani ke situation yangkhona inzima kakhulu. So mavelas kwa head then we cross over
to team Sipa. Or if there are some people that are listening right now, what can they learn from your story, especially when it comes to depression?
Yes, Patricia Majone.
I think people need to be educated with this mental health. The more you keep quiet, the more you go down the drain. You have to say it. For you to go in the treatment, you have to tell somebody. You have to say it out. If you just keep quiet, you just gonna die. That's how I feel.
Muchaura neesho na kuti kana pai neva muiva kati raparishino. Munanga zive say kuti anyanyo ruwara uyeje azamirwa nepfungwa uyeje zvi zvaangaite. Kana achinge aona kuti pana pazvina zvina kumira zvakanaka. Imi makaziya sei kuti mane depression iyi?
Inini matangira ndakaita kuti ndizodziya kuti ndine depression. Chokutanga-tanga ndakaenda ku home office kuti ndinopuwa mapepa angu ndobva ndanyimwa. Pandakadzoka ndakangosvika ndikarara mumagumbezi ndaka nebhutsu zvese nehembe. Handina kukwanisa kumuka. Kubvira ipapo ndakatanga kunzwa kuti handikwanisi kudya, handikwanisi kufunga mushe. Ndakasingatombozivi kuti ndaenda kubasa here kana kuti ndadzoka here kana kuti ndabikira vana here. Ndobva ndakaziva kuti zvinhu zvinomira mushe.
Maybe you just say that in English. How did you know that you had depression? What did you first notice?
I first noticed that my mood changed. That was the first thing. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to even go to the doctors. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't even want to go to work. I didn't even know what I have in my bank account. I didn't know. Because my kids took all the money which was in my bank account, which was $4,000.
Really?
In that time. But I never knew that they did that. Because my mind was not...
What was their reason for doing that?
They told me after when I was well, they told me, Mom, you were not taking care of us. You were not cooking. So we were taking that money to buy Domino's, to buy Chinese food. But they took $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew that they did that. I knew after 8 months that they did that.
And what was the aha moment for you now to say, hey, I need to get treatment? How did that happen? Where did you go?
The first time is my manager called me and he said, Patricia, you are not coming to work. You already have 50 days out of work. What is going on? And I opened up to him and he said, okay, you need to take a leave so you can go and get checked.
And then did you do that?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Did you do that? How long did it take you to actually go to hospital? What did it take?
As soon as I come back, when I was, they told me I can't work.
Mm-hmm.
I called my pastor, Reverend Gumbo, and I told him, you know, I need help. I need to go to the hospital. I'm not feeling okay. And he told me, I knew all about it, but I didn't want to ask you. Now you have opened it up. Do you really want to go to the hospital? And I said, yes. That's when I started my journey for treatment for anxiety and depression.
Yes, can you hold on? We're coming back to you shortly. So let's go to Mr. Tim Sipa. Mr. Tim Sipa lives in UK. Welcome to the program, Mr. Msipa.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kipps, and thank you, everyone.
Yes, so tell us about your experience with the COVID-19 in UK. How is it going there?
Yes, so far at the moment, the numbers, or the, I'll say the level of it, it seems to be going down at the moment, and the business is starting to open up as normal, especially down south. Mm-hmm. They were the first one to have the green light. So in Scotland, things are starting to kind of like moving to the right direction. So probably by next week, most of the business will be back to normal. But it was difficult. It's been really tough because when it started last year, we were one of the essential workers. So as we're cutting, I'm working in transport industry. So we had to cut off the service because most people that were transporting to work or from work, some of them were at home. So we had to cut off the service as well. So, but I was one of the people who were still working at that time. The half of the, or more than half of the team were on furlough. Mm-hmm. So they were at home. So for the first month, I was working and it was hard. You didn't know what to expect, you know, try to keep yourself in the cab and keep yourself more in like everything was just new to everyone, you know. Mm-hmm. You didn't know who's gonna bring it to you, and if people are passing closer to you, you're still dealing with customers and stuff. It was tough. So people were not keen on wearing masks at first. Mm-hmm. And some were taking like the whole thing as if, no, that's just made up stories, that there's nothing like that, because they've not seen anyone who's got it.
But right now they're actually wearing masks, right?
Yeah, the majority now, yeah, they do. And thankfully, even in shops, I think that they've enforced that now. So if you don't have a mask, you're not allowed to go in some areas. So even on public transport, on buses and stuff. Mm-hmm. So everyone, it's mandatory now. So everyone has to. It's everybody's responsibility to see that we're all safe, you know.
Yeah, so now I'm going to send the message to Katesi, who mentioned going to have a mask COVID 19. The first one,
the first one, sijwayelene bake babanjwa yiwo lo mkhuhlane uyabona kuyethusa uyazi ukuthi ngoba lo mkhuhlane ngesikhathi vele ufika umuntu ozwakala kuthiwa umbambile uyazi ukuthi vele ubucabanga ukuthi lo muntu-ke usho ukuthi uyasichiya manje. Mm-hmm. But as time goes on, people knew how to abantu baba lolwazi lokuthi bangazisiza kanjani before bathole usizo kumadokotela noma ezibhedlela entweni ezinjalo. So uthola ukuthi lokho kwasiza khona lokho ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuthi bangaziphilisa kanjani njalo bazizwa njani ukuze babone ukuthi sebelawo lo mkhuhlane yiluphi unyawo okumele baluthathe lapho ukwenzela ukuthi baphephe njalo basindise labanye abaseduzane labo. Entweni ezinjengama-isolation, you know, isolate yourself. Ikakhulu uma uhleli lemoli, kukhanya ngathi kuba lobukhuni obunzima kakhulu ngoba uma uhlala nabantu wena sokumele uzivalele kwelakho ikamera wedwa, uyabona. Whereas kumele li-alternate ukuthi lifika kanjani e-kitchen lapho uyethola ukudla noma bakwenzela bakulethele emnyango, baqoqode, babaleke, usale udobha lawo uyedlela ngemva kwesivalo. Bekulukhuni, but hayi okwamanje ungathi so ngathi hayi ukuthi dedelele kancane.
Yes, cela ubambe khona mpoke Marvelous ngena khona.
Tukunzwa kubva kuna vamusipa varitaura ivo vari kuBritain vachiti ivo tanga vavunzwa naGibbs kuti ko zvakamira sei pakatiwa pakatanga COVID zvechokwadi vanhu vanga vasinganyatsoziva kuti zvinofamba sei panyaya iyoye COVID kuti munhu anoibata sei uyezve vari kuti ivo vanoshanda pamabasa I think vati mutransport industry inoreva kuti pane vamwe sezvo vanhu vanga vasisiri kuenda kumabasa pane vamwe vakatombomiswa mabasa uyezve pari zvino vari kuti nyika yeBritain yati vhurwei ijana saka pari zvino vari kungotarisa kuti vaone kuti zvichafamba sei panyaya iyoyo yeCOVID-19 nekuti tinoona kuti nezuro ndakataura nemumwewo pachirongwa chandinoita cheLet's Talk ngatikurukurei ari kuBritain anga achiti iye paakapinda muzvitoro akashamisika nekuti akationa kuti vanhu vanga vakatozara vachitenga mungave muri mumasupamaketi kana muzvitoro zvekutenga mbatya. So let me just ask you a question. I spoke to someone yesterday on one of my programs, and they said that when they went to the stores were full, and some of the people were not socially distancing or wearing masks. What did you see in your area?
You mean in my area? Well, I didn't go to shops, but I've seen it on TV. Like people were queuing and so crowded, like as if, you know, it's something new that they've never tried before. You know, it was strange to see people behaving that way. But I suppose they knew what they were doing. But that's the main worry at the moment, that such behavior, if we don't really take care or look after ourselves, if we behave that way, it's all our responsibility. So that thing will have another wave if we don't really do the right thing that we're supposed to do to look after each other.
Thank you very much, Mr. Msipa. Apo vari kuti zvechokwadi vari kuzviona pa television kuti vanhu vanenge vari kutoenda kuzvitoro vamwe havasi kuita social distancing vamwe havana kupfeka mamasika vari kuti vari kutotya kuti pangazoita third wave. Sezvo kuBritain kuri neimwe iyaiya iri kunzi variant inotyisa imwe yacho iyaiya yakafanana neiri kusouth Africa. Back to you Mamoo Murozhi uyezve Patricia Majoni, wombotitsanangurira saka kuti pari zvino ungati iwewe chii chinokonzera nyaya iyoyi yekuti paitike depression nezvimwe zvakadaro uyezve zvii zvaungatiwo ungakurudzirawo vamwe vanenge vasangana nezvakadai kuti vaite kana vaonawo zvaitika?
Muno mudiaspora ndinoona tinonyakurudzira kuti vanhu vaite chirwere ichi kuva kunyaya tinonyagara tega hatina hama dzedu dziri pedo dzaunoto kana paine chakanganisika unovaudzawo kuti veduendo zvadai unongorinoo nemasawira nevamwe vekuchechi asi vakuchaivo chaivo hauna ndochinhu chekutanga. Chinhu chepiri, nyaya yekushaya mapepa emuno munyika yekuti ukwanisewo kuendawo kumba kuitawo zvinoita vamwe, iyo nyaya inorwadza inoitisa kuti vanhu vabatwe neutenda uyu. Nyaya dzemabasa especially idzodzi dzokuti unenge wapinda nyaya yeimmigration, kana wangopinda muimmigration mapepa zvinhu zvako zvese nyange zvawanga wainazvo zvinudhoso izvozvo hautikwanisi kana kutosanda zvobva zvasungwa. Saka hausina mararamiro kana kubhadhara rent kana kuchengeta vana kana kubatsira vari kumba, hazvichagoni. Ndopaunozopedzisira wabatwa neutenda uhu.
Muri kuita tinoona mukutaura kwamanga muri kuita makatoti imi makazobatsirwa nevari kumusha hanzvadzi yenyu zvakafamba sei?
Ndapinda munhengekere imomo munyaya idzodzidzi ndakatandinawo mapepa andanga ndishandisawo. Saka zvese zvakabva zvasungwa kuta kusunga neutare chaiwo. Saka hanzvadzi yangu anova ebusinessman kuZimbabwe anonzi Maswede kana kuti Alex Mashamanda ndiye akandibatsira sehanzvadzi. Aabatsira vanhu ini chete, anobatsira vanhu vakawanda. Saka akatoona kuti inini ndikaenda kugara kushelter nevana hazvina zvazvinobatsira. Akandirega ndichidzoka futi kumba hazvina zvazvinobatsira. Saka akandibatsira nekundibhadharira rent, nekundibhadharira immigration fees, nekundibhadharira my lawyers. Kusvika ndasanda zvafamba kusvika ndazowana. Thank God. Thank God. I'm now a permanent resident of this country. Gore rinouya ndenda kuenda ku citizenship. Thank you to my brother.
Maybe just tell us so that Gibbs can understand the question I was asking you, that you were actually saying that when you were in depression, you were no longer working and you were not paying your rent. Nothing was happening. So how did you get out of that hole at that time?
Yeah, you know, when you get into immigration, when you're an immigrant, everything just stops. Even if you go and look for a job, once they run your background check, they will tell you you can't work. So I went into that situation. So I didn't have anybody to help me. You know, here in America, our bills are too much. Somebody can't pay you a bill for $1,000. So luckily, I have a brother in Zimbabwe. He's a businessman. His business name is Mashwede, and his name is Alex Mashamanda. He's the one who helped me to pay my rent, to pay my immigration fees, to pay my my lawyers until I get my green card.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much there.
You're welcome. And thank you. Thank you for helping me.
Yeah, yeah. So stay on the line there. Don't go away. Just stay put there. Let's go to Tismanda. So Tismanda, looking at how Zimbabweans in the diaspora are living, what challenges are you really facing in UK where you are?
Yeah, here just now, just like everywhere else in the diaspora, the challenge that we have is being not able to travel and see family. You know, it's hard. It is a big challenge, you know. Yeah, we try just to send money to families back home and stuff, but not be able to make arrangements to see, because some of us, we had to cancel our trips that were meant to happen a while ago. So it is a challenge. But we're hoping that as the wheel is starting to turn now, things will start to open up and the economy will rise as well, and people will be able to work as normal, and then we'll be able to look after ourselves, then make more plans and be able to have a better life, like able to connect more with our families, especially those back home, you know. They rely on us so much.
So, okay, mwas kangele konapoke uti lipegane lento pezinjani. Nasika se COVID kula manji. Kwa kukanya uti kulento zinengas kona. Kwi nukunyo kuli tupayo. Jika mwanda wata mwge zinengas.
Well, ngagulu wa mwusha ngoti nyabe mina ngithanda nje ukubonga, uyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasinikeza lokho esikudingayo mihla ngemihla, yabo. So ubukhulu esibubonayo na lana kuyaphileka, maka ukuthi uziphilela wena wedwa unganaki omunye umuntu ngaphandle, hayi kuyaphileka, ngoba lo hulumene walana ulala usizo, yabona. Ma ungekho emsebenzini ulale scheme okuthiwa yifalo le. So uyathola khona lokho kuyi 80% kwemali wawuyisebenza ngaphambilini. So kuyakusiza ukuthi ube uqhubeka uhamba. Akwenelisi khona ukuthi kukwenza uphefumule kakhulu, kodwa ke akufani.
Yeah, marvelous.
Maybe let me go back again to Mamo. Mamo, tukunzwa mkoma avari kutawuro shukwitika ku Britain, Paris, you know. Iko kuku North Carolina, panyaye mabasa pangwenu ye COVID-19, shaka mirasi.
Zaka oma. Vanu vazinji waka rusa mabasa avu. Asi kunyangisisa guraka pira pashaka tangisisa. Vanu vazinji waka rusa mabasa. Asi chakanyanyo zobatsira kuno ndechekuti vanhu vari kupiwa mari dzekuti vabatsirikane vari kumba ndozviri kunyanya kubatsira kuno.
Titsananguriro panyaya dzemari idzi munenge muchipiwa zvakamira sei?
Pakatanga lockdown yegore rakapera munhu wese kwakavharwa, munhu wese akakwanisa kupiwa mari iyoyo. Saka pakatanga muna March taipiwa $800 pasvondo kusvika muna July tichipiwa $800 pasvondo.
Pane zvamakataura zvakare panyaya yekuti baba venyu vakashaya, asi makati makarodzwa nababa venyu musati mazopinda mudepression. Imbopindai panyaya iyoyo kuti zvakafamba sei?
Wongu marvelous. Musi wakatorwa bhodhi yababa vangu ikanorara mumba, ndo musi wavakandirotsa kuno vachizomuka vachirigwa kuZimbabwe dzanga dziri 11 o'clock dzemakuseni, kuno kudzanga dziri 5 a.m. saka vanga vatondivhakatira panapa. Ndiri muhope ndakanzwa vachitaura kuti mwanangu Mamoyo, mwanangu ndaenda Jerusarema, but usanyanya kurwadzikana nokuti zvese zvauri kushuvira green card rauri kuchemerera iro mwanangu uchari one. Ndakachema muhope ndikamuka ndikazvitarisa ndaitochema.
Mungati imi zvechivanhu zviripo here kudhayaspora kuti munorotswa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe kwasha ikoko imi zvichizoenderana nezvamakasangana nazvo?
Ini ndakatorotswa. Pandakarota pacho ndo musi vachirigwa 11 o'clock dzekuZimbabwe kunoku dzanziri 5. 11 o'clock dzekunoku ndo pakabva pauya veimmigration. Saka ndakatorotswa chaizvo.
Okay, Gibbs.
So now you are telling us a very interesting story about what you dreamt of and all these kind of things. So at the end of the day, you know, you've got a green card, you've got all these other things. So what is next?
I mean, you know, those suspicions of like, you know, dreaming about the dead person. Yes, I believe it now because, you know, whatever he said to me, that what happened later to me. So yeah, I'm a happy woman now. I have my green card now. I can go home and go and get the closure to see where he was buried, and I'm happy. Very happy woman.
Yes. So the next step is for you to get the citizenship, right?
Yes, but you know, with the green card, I can go wherever I want to go. I go home. I can come back because my green card is 10 years green card.
Mm-hmm.
So in 3 years. 5 years, I can get my citizen. I've already have only a year left for me to get my citizenship.
Perfect. And then we see that this issue of immigration is very critical to many Zimbabweans living in Britain, and most of them don't have proper papers, you know. So these are very problematic. And how are you guys handling all these kind of things?
Yeah, such situation is really tough, and some people have been in that situation for quite a long time, almost between 15 to 20 years. They still haven't really got their proper papers. So, and if you're in that situation, it's kind of very challenging because one, you're not allowed to work, so you have to rely on if you still entitled to benefits, but short after you have your refusal and stuff, they cut off the benefits. Then you have to do other means. That's why most people at times you find that they work in different names and stuff. There's nothing they can do. That everyone needs to survive. So that's the survival way of living in that situation. It's tough. I don't know why they do it that way, but it's not nice to be in that situation. Yeah.
Okay, siyabona ukuthi amaphepha vele into ehluphayo tiko nangapho-ke eBrithani. And abantu abaningi abadabuka eZimbabwe babhekana nohlupho lolo lwamaphepha. Awusitshela kancane ukuthi abaningi benu likubamba njani khona.
Yeah, kancane kodwa abayawathola abantu, but ke abangawatholi yazi ukuthi kulohlupho. Ikuphila ethembeni nje, ukuthembela ukuthi maybe kulo mnyaka kuzoba right, maybe kulwana mnyaka ozayo or noma kungangena a new government kuzoba lo tshintsho kulukhuni. Yeah, ngathi bahleli bebopha amafindo njalo nje against abantu ababuya ngaphandle vele kwelizwe. Lokho kudala ukuthi abantu babe le, abanye baba le depression njengoba usisi bebalisa lapho. So that kind of a thing yazi ukuthi ngeke ngezwa istory noma bengingabazi labo bantu, kodwa ukuthi abanye bazi bafika esizingeni sokuthi umuntu azibone ukuthi impilo yakhe vele kusho ukuthi ayisilutho, umane athathe umphefumulo wakhe ngenxa yalokho. That's depression. So akusento enhle kakhulu.
Yes, marvelous. Go ahead.
Tinoona kuti mazuva ano tikuona muri kuita zvimwe zvirongwa zvekudzidzisa vamwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pamusoro pechirwere ichochi chatingati chekunetsekana mupfungwa. Zvii zvamuri kuda kuti muzoita mune ramangwana? Mune zvirongwa here zvamuri kuda kuti kutanga kambani here muda kuita sei?
Mupfungwa mangu ndikutsvaga vanhu vanondibatsira, vanhu vakaita seni. Ndoda kuti ndikwanise kuti ndingakwanisa here kuita non-profit organization inobatsira vanhu vane depression and anxiety here in America, somewhere abroad in Zimbabwe.
If I can just ask in English, what's your plan now that you have been actually going on social media and talking about and sharing your story, which is really opening up? It's a raw wound. How are people receiving you, and what's your best plan forward? Because when I listened to your story, I was very touched, and it nearly made me cry too. Like I told you earlier on, today is a very difficult day for me to be even on air. It's my late mother's birthday on April the 14th. In fact, this top I'm wearing is from her. So I was interested in when you were talking about your dream. But what is your way forward? What's your plan? How are you going to use this information that you now have about depression and anxiety?
First of all, I say rest in peace, your mother. Right now, I'm trying to help others because there's stigma out there. People doesn't want to come out. They are scared. My story is a bittersweet story. It's a sad story, but it's a happy ending. So I want to see people through my story. What I was trying to say, that you can go through all that tough life, but at the end, you can achieve something better, like what I did. Because if I was going to kill myself, then what was going to happen with my kids? What was going to happen with my family? And now I'm okay. Now I have my green card. I can go see my mom. I can go see my father's grave.
That are going, what's your word to those that are going through, depression? We've seen even on social media, a lot of people come on social media venting, and there's a lot going on. What's your word to those people that maybe very dark place right now, don't even know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
What makes me come out, I saw a video of a friend. She's in Ireland. Her name is Ketina Anania or Ketina Masomera. She's going through exactly what I went through. And she was running on Facebook. And the next day she did a live and come out and tell everybody that's what she was going through. But she didn't want to tell anybody because, I mean, in our community, there's stigma. They'll start talking about you. They'll start telling you that you're crazy. They start telling you you're taking medication and, you know, she's crazy. So people doesn't want to come out. So I'm just want to appeal for those who are going through depression like I did. I'll tell you, it's a phase. It will pass. Depression doesn't just attack people who are poor. When I was attacked by depression, I wasn't poor. I had money. I had everything. But something just went wrong, or a family member died, or you lost your job, or anything can happen in your life, and you can get depression.
So, thank you. Yes, thank you so much. Let's cross over to Mr. D. Nsipa. So, Mr. Dim Sipa, looking at the way you guys are living, the way you send money back home, like what Ms. Machon is saying here, some of you end up getting depressed. So at the end of the day, how do you handle those kind of situations, you know?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to depression, depression is real. And this thing, it can really cause havoc in people's lives, you know. So we all react in different ways in different situations, you know, that we come across or we overcome them in different ways. So what happens, or what I find it helping in my case, I keep my mind very active. I'm always an outdoor person. I'm always doing sports, either playing football, running, or whatever, or just keep my mind occupied. It helps, but it's not everyone who does that. So people, especially around this lockdown period, you know, people were so secluded and feel isolated. That's why many people have suffered the depression period, you know. So speaking out, and so that people will know that what you're going through, you shouldn't go through that alone. It's not your problem. It's not a problem being depressed. We are sociable creatures. That's how we're built. So if you are forced to be isolated, then there is a lot that goes on in your mind. You ask yourself questions, then you most of the time you probably give yourself negative answers. That takes you down the drain. It's not motivating you at all. So self-motivation, especially if you've been an active person, or you've been so much busy with work and all of a sudden that stops, it's been a challenge. So talk to your neighbor, look after each other, talk to people in your community and make it known that you're not feeling great. So, because depression is real.
Yes, thank you so much. And stay on the line. We've got Mr. Mosi Dube, who is in South Africa. I think he is actually facing some difficulties as well, like many people there in South Africa. So, Baba Mozi, Tube, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila njani, Tube?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu, ye. Akusitshela ukuthi ngesikhathi se-COVID khona manje liphila njani khona ngapha?
Hayi, khona manje kunzima, kunzima kakhulu. Hayi, impilo itshintshe kakhulu. Since nje COVID, imisebenzi iphelile. abantu izinto ziyadula akuzima kakhulu iCovid isihlukumeze kakhulu sisi nje yaqala impilo hayi ayizange isafana izinto zinzima kakhulu kunzima kakhulu
siyabona le mngcele ivaliwe sibili kutsho ngini konoko
ekuvalwa kwamngcele kuhlukumeza kakhulu ikakhulu njengoba ikakhulu nxa ngabe uthumela impahla ngoba lezi moto sezilimited kuqala bekungcono ubukhethe uthi ungaya kuleyi lo light hayi manje sebembala and izinto zakho asezidura ngeke ngathi toll tick njengathi awuthi uyakhonfirma besithi mhlawumbe into enjenge isibhedi nje uyozabethi 2000 uthi uyakhangela into enjengokudla ima-charges akhona its like isaka nje lokudla i-700 kungakhathalekile ukuthi kulani phakathi
so singathi kulobuzima sibili ulezihlobo yini esezibanjwe umkhuhlane lo ozisekuzana lawo
makhulu bekungcono kuqala kuthahla akudle akudle bakhona sibili
babephila njani
bona hayi bona babezihlalela nje khona ba ngoba bathi umunye uthi into yakhona wayiqala ezwa efuthela before uthe ma esehloliwa thothe lakho wayengezwa
yes siyakuzwa Dube ungazani ke amagagasi akho abaleka bijana so marvelous all what is yes can you hold on there khonapho ke babo Dube bamba khonapho so is network is not doing well there, but we can hear what he's saying. So all what he's saying is that the borders are still closed. You know, he cannot go back home, you know, from South Africa. And just because of that reason, they're facing many problems, you know, in terms of, you know, taking some money home, you know, even seeing some relatives. And all this, he says, is very much depressing. So, but Dube, we are izakubamba njani konke lokho
hayi khona kunzima ngoba ngibona lasekhaya kathi sibekufa lo mntwana ethi bazafunda 2 days so ambona ukuthi amabhoda into ezovulwa masinyane khona ngathi kunzima kakhona kusazohamba kuye phambili ngoba ma ubona sezikolo sebelimitha ukuthi bethi 2 days kuthi uthi ibhoda sonto engavula eli ngoba izolo beyindlalela iz FBC lakho bekhuluma ngokuthi hayi inani labantu abalokhuza liyakhuphuka kakhulu
abatholakala
abanomkhuhlane liyakhuphuka kakhulu
yeah baba Dube khonapho ungayikatshana so they Mr. Dube is saying that no there are fears that you know COVID-19 cases are going up in Zimbabwe marvelous can you chip in there
mamo timbonzwa kubva kwamuri muri kunzwa vamwe vari kutaura vari ku South Africa vari kutaura ivo kuti parizvino zvinhu zvakati omei mabhodha akavharwa uyezve vari kutotyira kuti COVID-19 ingatowani kuichiwedzera ndo zvanga zviri kutaura muteveri wedu vari kubva pari zvino asi tomboti wewe kune vamwewo vakateerera zvavataura zviya nechirungu pari zvino vari kutarisana nekushushi kana mupfungwa nezvimwe ungavatsigise sei kana kuti ungavayambire kuti vaite sei panguva ino yecovid-19 nokuti tinoona kuti vazhinji vanenge vakavharirwa kumba kwavo ikoko asi kana vari kutarisana nekushushi kana uku kwedepression vanofanira kuita sei
Here we don't have any lockdown anymore. So don't have any lockdown anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, they are freely to go anywhere. You can go to the stores. You can go anywhere. You can even go to the bars now in clubs.
Zvakafana nekuZimbabwe kuti mabhodha achiri akavharwa tombodzi vari kutarisana nedepression vangadii
no mask is mandatory even if inini wacho ndakabayiwa majackson unofanira kutongopfeka mask hapana paunoenda pausingabvumidzwi kunge wakapfeka usina kupfeka mask
asi
kune avo vacho vakaita vanhu vari kusouth africa upenyu ende hukoma ndine hama dziriko ndine masaura ari ikoko vataa kutobatsirawo kutochengeta kuti ndikaonawo $20 ndobatsira nokuti mabasa avo vazhinji vacho akapera zvinhu zvinorwadza sikuru
saka ungayambirawo kuti tombo kuti vari kutarisana nedepression iyi
kubuda panze famba sezvataurwa navamusipa kuti kubuda panze uchitaurawo nevamwe uchitoma exercise and haungogari mumba ungoti nhamo yangu pano kuri mumba ukadaro zvinobva zvatonyanyisisa unozopedzisira unozoonekwa watora tambo wazvisunga kana kumwa mapiritsi asi kubudawo panze uchitaura kana vari mumalockdown kufona ikoko kupota uchigara uchingofona uchingoto wakadii zviri kudii kwenyu zvakazodii zvikazodii zvinhu izvozvo zvinobatsira zvikuru
ye nxasisikangele baba can you hold on the Miss Majoni let's talk to Mr. Msipa. So Mr. Msipa, at the end of the day, people are always worried, time and again about things that are happening, in their lives. So what is worrying you most these days during this COVID crisis?
Well, what bothers me what I'm not certain with is, as I was watching when they opened the country, especially down south, how people were behaving like as if they don't know where we've been through for such behavior. We have to learn to live in a new way now, like keep others safe and keep yourself safe. So that behavior of not wearing masks is the thing of the past now. That's a norm. We have to wear masks. We have to look after each other. We have to social distance where possible. Because we don't want to go back to that. Really, everyone wants to have an open country. We want to start moving and start to do things like in a better way. Because it's been tough.
Yeah, so singathi baba Msipa ungathi kuyakwethusa kakhulu kuyini empilweni khona manje njengoba uphila labanye abantu kuyini okuthesa ngovalo.
Yeah, okungishayisa ngovalo nje ikakhulu indlela ukuthi mase singabuya sibe lenye iwave yalo mkhuhlane uyabona kuyethusa angazi ngoba ukhanya ngathi lo mkhuhlane uba le strength from time to time, like we've heard that there was a South African virus which is different. So even ma want to be tata lama vaccine at the moment, we don't know. Asikwazi ukuthi lama vaccine azowenqabela yini lo omunye ole strength as different lo mkhuhlane. Uyabona asikwazi vele ukuthi ikusasa liphethene.
Yeah, marvelous. You maybe you can talk to Mamo.
Mamo, tukunzwa vam sipa varuta orawosha vanoti voshu kunyanyo vaneta pangwa yo e COVID. Iwe ungati ikoko tunona kuti matiku North Carolina vanhu vakavhurirwa. Pane here zvaungati zvinetswa kunonya zvinokushaisa hope kuti dai pamwe zvadai 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 pangwa e COVID.
Iko kuvhurirwa ikoko kwakatakaita ndokuri kutokanganisa zvinhu zvakawanda. One of us can wang vatuana church where it city swapin the chino pair. Sakavana Vaskunya Kutora Makosin the one for Nongavachita. Varukungo farm but pisipis in the Sivana in some big in the Nevan. One is of Vata Rochwana Musadai Musadai in the Sukorokuno Sakatofur. Sakai's nazi Pasakafurwa only Maswamai Sakavasavarwa. Nukuti kwakabva kuitwa outbreak ye COVID kuzvikoro futi.
With that marvelous, we have come to the end of our program today. It's so good that we had our special guests. One of them is Patricia Majoni, who lives in North Carolina. Thank you very much for coming today. We also had Mr. D. Nkomiapi Msipa. He is in UK. And we also had Moses Dube, who is in South Africa. And signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who is Chitenda Mamu Mroji, Patricia Majoni, kuti mauya pano muchiwanikwa muchitaurawo pamusoro pezvamakasangana nazvo muupenyu. Hatozosangana zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa.
Good night all. Bye-bye.